8.2. 1.
So having looked at the way our environment provides us with a lot of visual information, I'd now like to move on to explaining what happens.
2.
What I mean is, what goes on in our eyes and our brains.
3.
Okay, so if we now look at this diagram of an eye.
4.
Here's our lamp, or should I say, here's the image of the lamp, but it's upside down.
5.
So, coming back to our diagram of the eye.
6.
So now, let's look at how our brain makes sense of these.